Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Bloody Passage by Jack Higgins, performed by Christopher Lane. For Hannah, in some kind of celebration. 1. A season for killing. The first shot ripped the epaulette from the right-hand shoulder of my hunting jacket. The second lifted the thermos flask 6 feet into the air. The third kicked dirt at my right heel, but by then I was moving fast, diving headfirst into the safety of the reeds on the far side of the dike. I surfaced in about 4 feet of stinking water, my feet sinking into the black mud of the bottom. The smell was really quite something, as if the whole world had rotted. I tried hard not to breathe too heavily as I crouched to get my bearings. The marsh had come alive, mallard, wild duck, and widgeon, lifting out of the reeds in alarm, calling angrily to each other, and down by the shore, beyond the sand dunes, several thousand flamingos took off as one, filling the air with the pulsating of their wings. I waited, but there was no further word from my unknown admirer, and after a while, things quieted down. The punctured thermos flask lay about 3 feet in front of my nose on the edge of the dike, dribbling coffee. But apart from that, everything looked beautifully normal. The open picnic basket, the neat white cloth spread on the ground, salad, sandwiches, a rather large cold chicken, the bottle of wine I'd been about to open, and Simone's easel with the watercolor she'd been working on, half-finished. Most interesting of all, and at that stage of things, by far the most desirable item, the old Curtis Brown double-barreled 16-bore shotgun. It lay on the rug beside Simone's tin of watercolor paints, 15 or 20 feet away.